Hi, I'm Lindy Boone, and you're listening to Life Minute.
When your happy turns to tears and you're broken by your fears.
Thanks so much for joining us on Life Minute.
Not a problem.
And congratulations on Word Layer. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. I'm privileged to have gotten to be a part of it myself. Even though I wrote it, I feel like it was a gift.
It is a gift. And when did you write it?
It was really during COVID. It was a Mother's Day gift in 2020. My daughter gave me an envelope while we sat 6 feet apart during COVID outside. And she said, Mama, we have to be creative during this season. We're not shopping in the stores. So she went on Airbnb, and Airbnb had changed their model. Instead of people being able to rent places to go to and be on vacation, they were selling experiences, all kinds of them. She gave me three different ones, and one of them was the chance to write a song with a Nashville musician. And I was amazed at the idea of it and thought, this is so clever. And then when she left, I went, oh my gosh, I have no idea how to write a song. What am I going to contribute to this? And it was about a month away, this appointment she had made me. So I spent a little time just kind of in my own meditative space and asked for some inspiration. And what came to my mind was the word layer. I had actually concocted that word many years before when I had a book coming out, and I needed a Twitter handle for that. And I thought, this is very much what my book is about. And it was the spiritual journey of after my son Ryan had had a brain injury. And so Word Layer had a lot to do with my awareness of the power of my own words that I would speak as I was going through such a difficult time. And so when I came up with that, I thought, good title. I like this title. And then I started to think I better write something down that explains what I mean by that. And they came out as lyrics. And I just presented it to the songwriter saying, use this as a, you know, diving board off into whatever you want to create. And she said, Lindy, I think this is, the lyrics are done. And she wrote the melody. So I was amazed, as amazed as anybody, because I really loved the song when it was all done.
It's so beautiful. Did you know you could sing? Did you always sing?
Well, my family grew up, we learned to sing in the car with my mother teaching us. I have three sisters, and she sang with her sisters, and my dad is a singer. And my mother really started off as a singer as well, but she ended up having four daughters really fast and was a stay-at-home mom. But she taught us to sing. And then we ended up traveling as a family in my dad's show. We ended up performing, and that led to recording. So we did a lot of singles, hoping to have that breakthrough single. But we did some Christian albums that were well known and even got nominated for a Grammy on one of those. So we sang a lot together until we ended up splitting up to have our own families and move away. And it got to be too hard. And Debbie's career took off.
Amazing. And what does your dad think of this song?
Oh, he loves it. I mean, the reason it got made was I eventually played the song for him when I got to sing it at my church. I spoke and I sang it, and I just showed him on my cell phone, oh, Daddy, I sang the song I wrote. And even though I had played it for him before, this was different when he saw me standing there and singing it. And his record company guy was there as well. And this was just in his family home in Nashville, just a few of us in the kitchen. And they both went, wow. They wanted to know what I was doing with the song. And I said, oh, well, it's in my computer and I play it for people from time to time. And they definitely wanted to see it made into a full production. And they made it possible later on in that year to come to Nashville, fly my sisters in. We hadn't sung together in a really long time. And we created the song and the video. People haven't seen it. It's kind of the making of the song. My dad was in it. He was there hearing it for the first time and needed a tissue right off the bat, because this is so meaningful for him to see his four daughters singing this song with this meaning after a long time since we've sung together.
Well, yes, the video is great. And tell us about Ryan's story. You've been through so much, but for those that don't know.
Yes, Ryan was my first son. I have three kids, all very wonderful. He was my first and my parents' first grandchild. Very beloved and just starting off in life at 24 years old, after graduating college, planning to be a writer, director, telling stories that would uplift people. That was his idea of what his life was going to hold. But one day he went up to the roof of his apartment building with his roommate and he stepped on a skylight. And the skylight, he really didn't mean to step on it. He was trying to step across it and his foot came down on it and it broke. And it was three stories above the ground. He fell and he incurred a severe brain injury. So that changed all of our lives. And that was about 23 years ago, June 19th, it'll be 23 years. So we've walked this brain injury world for a long time. He has come back to us in many ways, but he still lives with us. He has caregivers 24/7. He's in therapy every day. But he has regained an awful lot that wasn't expected. And I just am so grateful for what has returned. And I focus on that. And every day celebrate the fact that I can hear his voice because it took 15 months before I heard his voice again. Wow. And he can smile and say, I love you. And he's got great command of his vocabulary, but he also has behavior that, you know, we'd love to do without, but that's part of TBI, traumatic brain injury. So we started a nonprofit in his name, and that's been about 20 years ago. And we've been able to help an awful lot of people get therapy after their injury and insurance cuts them off. And we also started two group homes for people with traumatic brain injury because there's just hardly any homes out there for people with brain injury. And it's kind of specific. And before we started them, we could only find homes that were homes for the elderly. And they would place one maybe younger person with a brain injury in an environment like that. But we've started two that are strictly for people with TBI, the younger population that we hope to see continue to recover and be stimulated and have as normal of a life as they can have in a residential community.
Beautiful. And that's called
Ryan's Reach.
And how did you get through?
One day at a time. It's shocking when you've never had suffering in your life. And I never had. I was 45 years old and everything had gone fairly well. So it was shocking to see something that you always kind of would hear about and think it was always happening to somebody else, but not to my son, not to my family. And so it's an opportunity to grow. And I definitely being from a family of faith, I delved more into and pressed into my faith. You ask a lot of questions and you kind of, all the other peripheral stuff falls aside and you ask the important questions and you decide how you're going to face it. And for me, it was leaning on family, leaning on God, believing the prayer matters, believing that my own words matter, and then having acceptance and looking for what I had to be grateful for every day. And that's a lesson that, you know, it takes time to practice it. There's an awful lot you can dwell on of sorrow, but I recommend to people to start listing the things that you can be grateful for. And sometimes it was as simple as I'm grateful he can swallow. I'm grateful that he wasn't alone when he fell because somebody could call 911. I just started with very basic things. But now I'm so grateful I can hear him say, I love you. I'm so grateful that I can feel his arms around me and he can hug me and he knows who we are. And he's happy. He's content. Even though his life, he doesn't remember what he had for breakfast. He lives in this present moment. And as he's living in the present moment, he's teaching me to live in the present moment and say, right now, I'm grateful. Right now, I am content. And so that's how I get through.
That's so beautiful. I love it. You know, I've spoken to your dad before. I guess it was a couple years ago. And he did good.
Ah, he did good.
Yeah, it's just you're such a beautiful family.
Appreciate
And
that.
Word Layer, how did you come up with that name?
Well, again, I was trying to come up with a handle, a password, and it just dawned on me that I saw my words as the same way as a bricklayer might be laying down a brick to form a pathway forward or to build a foundation, a solid foundation. And so I knew that, you know, I don't know why it came to me, but bricklayer, I just started to see my words as tangible things. And I think just things I had read or heard on television just kind of also informed me that our words are energetic, and everything has frequency and energy. So I wanted to put all the positivity around Ryan as possible. And I knew that as his mom, man, I can speak into the situation with some authority. And I believe if we are made in God's image, and he spoke the world into existence according to our scripture, that there's an element in all of us that has a power with our words to create. And so I want my words to create beauty. I want my words to create life and healing, restoration. So that's where Word Layer comes from.
Beautiful. What's next for you?
Well, Ryan's Reach is my baby. You know, I think it's Ryan's legacy. So I just keep building on what we've already started. And people say, what's next musically? I never wrote a song before Word Layer. I have written a couple songs since then, but I don't really know if they have commercial value or if they are just for me. But again, like I did with Word Layer, I would play them for people. I would play Word Layer and see people tear up or get chills. I've written a song for my grandson because I'm a new grandmother. And my husband said, you should write a song for Bryce. And I laughed and I said, you think I write songs now? But then a title came, the words came, and I wrote this really sweet lullaby for anybody that has a grandchild called My Baby's Baby. So there's something in my heart that wants to see that come to life. And then I also have written a worship song that I feel like I've sung it for people. And again, I get the same reaction. So maybe there are songs still birthing at this point. I wrote a song for my husband, and that's a fun song, but it's called When He Makes Me Happy. And my husband gets so delighted when he makes me happy that it just makes me happy. And it's this cycle of joy. And I wrote this song and I love this song for him. And there are people, again, that have really enjoyed and said, that is such a sweet love song. It's kind of quirky. It's kind of fun. So I have songs that have been coming to me and maybe they'll get made, but I'm very open to it. And I'm when people say, what's next? I go, I don't know. We'll see.
That's right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You are a writer. You are from the family.
Yeah, I can only write songs that are about what I'm living. So, you know, that's where songs come from for the most part.
Lindy, anything else you want to tell us that we didn't cover?
Boy. That's a wide open question. I'm very good at answering.
You're excellent. So good. So good. So eloquent.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
We just celebrated my dad's 90th birthday. Wow, so 90. We just had this fabulous weekend with every member of our immediate family, my sisters, their husbands, their kids, their grandkids. My dad has, he says 17. I think he's off count. I think there's 15 great grandkids. That's a
wow.
lot.
Wow.
And oh, a 16th was just born. Debbie had her fifth grandchild just two nights ago.
Where do you fall in the lineup?
I'm the second daughter of four.
Second.
And yes, and we're only 1 year apart, each of us. So between the oldest and the youngest, there's less than 4 years.
Wow. Oh, they kept busy, your parents there.
Yeah. I sure hope we get to sing together again, my sisters and I.
Oh, well, do it. Make it happen. It was so beautiful. Okay. I enjoyed watching it too. Well, God bless you and God bless your family and your dad. Tell your dad hi.
I sure will.
This was
I
great.
will.
You were so great, and I wish you all the best.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.